How to soothe the alimentary canal and manage irritable bowel symptoms and ease bowel spasms quickly. Now, if the core body temperature goes lower than normal, which is 36.9, and this can happen if the early morning cools down and there aren't enough covers on during sleeping, your client needs to warm up their core body temperature quickly. And one of the best ways to do this is to wrap a thin blanket around the abdomen or use a hot water bottle covered on the abdomen. And if you get these symptoms, then this is what you do for yourself as well. It may also be the reason it happens is because they've eaten gluten the day before and they have an allergy or an intolerance to gluten, and it has been eaten accidentally or even deliberately. Sometimes I deliberately eat gluten knowing that that could be my reaction. And it could be that they're having a reaction to the gluten as it hits the lower bowel. Food can take hours to many hours to reach this part of the bowel. And if your client doesn't monitor their gluten intake, suggest they trial eliminating gluten from their diet for at least a month to see what impact it has on their overall well-being and particularly on their irritable bowel syndrome. So another problem for IBS sufferers is to have too much roughage, for example, from nuts, and dukkha, an Egyptian nut and spice mix, which is delicious, can trigger bowel spasms and episodes of diarrhea. It's a matter of you or your client observing how the body responds to certain foods. And whatever the cause of the irritable bowel, they need to have a swift, natural process for relieving the spasms. Now, my spasms will last 2 to 5 minutes. I know people, the spasms will last hours to all night. So you just don't want to be experiencing that sort of pain. And what I've discovered is that the color blue can be used to soothe the body. It has an aesthetic quality, which is very calming. And the particular vibration of blue to use in this healing template is the blue of the midday sky in summer. It's a rich, vital, and vivid Asia blue. So if you don't know what that color is, look it up. And I'll do the template separately. And I'll just keep going on with my description. Now, when you're not doubled over in pain, the template is not too bad. When you're double over in pain and you can barely breathe, it's simple. And the secret to this technique being effective is to stay 100% focused on the journey of the blue ball of light all the way from the mouth to the anus. If you get distracted by the pain, or an outside thought comes, or another vision other than the one I described in the template, you or the sufferer must start from the beginning again. This template needs to be practiced regularly to create the new neural pathways. It's the discipline the body will respond to as well as the color. In most cases, with practice, the spasm will stop within 1 to 2 minutes, or in a severe case, within 5 minutes of using this template, particularly if a blanket is put around the abdomen as well. If gas can be released from the bowel, this is an added bonus. But when you get these spasms, often the sphincter closes over and it's very difficult for gas to be released. How However, this is not always possible, as I just said. Unless the bowel has been trained to relax using the above template or something else that has a similar effect. So it's about training the body. And I'll get you to have a listen to the template in the new recording. This is the template for soothing the alimentary canal, which basically means going from the mouth to the anus. It's food goes in the mouth and the waste comes out the back. So to do this template, you need to be associated with the body. So that means that your consciousness is inside of the body rather than being dissociated, which is your consciousness is out there observing an image of your body. So I want you to imagine an Asia blue ball of light about the size of a golf ball and place it inside of your mouth. And track the ball of blue light as it goes down the esophagus and into the stomach and whiz it around the entire stomach into the duodenum and then into the intestines, and they look like a racing car S-bend track. And then when it gets all the way down the bottom, bring it into the large intestines, comes across the bottom, up the right hand side, across the top of your abdomen, down the left side, and then bends in and to the back passage and all the way out. And remember, you need to do this with 100% focus and in one go without an outside thought. If you have an outside thought, go back to the beginning and do this process again. And that's as simple as it is. You can also use this process if you are constipated and you need to help the peristalsis in the bowel. So you do that, it helps the bowel relax and get that peristalsis happening, and then you will move through and void your bowel. So I hope that's helpful.